speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
Sky News Centre at 8. An NHS trust effectively placed into special measures has admitted it had an opportunity to report a suspected meningitis case before a diagnosis was confirmed. East Kent runs Margate Hospital and falls under a new intensive recovery programme. The Health Secretary's called a delay in raising the alarm unacceptable. Carly Goodwin's daughter Keely caught meningitis after attending a Canterbury nightclub linked to a recent outbreak.
It could have been a completely different story. Completely different lives could have been saved. I cannot think for any excuse why this wasn't made public.
If I knew about it before, I don't think I would have gone to the club. I wouldn't want to risk getting this again because it was like really scary.
Resident doctors are going on strike again in their ongoing row over pay and jobs. They'll walk out for 6 days from the 7th of April. The Health Secretary's called their demands beyond reasonable and realistic. Tech giants Meta and Google have been found liable for social media addiction in a landmark case in the US. Jurors decided the firms were negligent in the design of their platforms. The head of the police service in Northern Ireland says he has significant concerns over the force's capacity to deal with violence against women and girls.
Because of the vile nature of things like Andrew Tate and what he seems to do with young men and boys and trying to groom them as to how they behave, which is abhorrent. But there seems to be an acceptance around misogyny, the like of which I've not seen.
That's John Butcher appearing before MPs. His comments come after officers launched an investigation after young mother Amy Doherty was killed in Londonderry. A man since been arrested in Derry. A report's recommending a cap on donations to political parties from abroad after it found hostile states have increased their efforts to interfere in UK politics. Its author, Sir Philip Rycroft, has highlighted the risks of foreign financial interference. And finally, the London Marathon could be held over 2 days from 2027. Organisers are looking at the plans so more runners can take part. That's the latest. I'm Chris Milligan.
Classic hits.
The 1980s. It's the 80s Rewind with Simon Jobling.
Red Kite Radio.
And if you like your US hard rock, well, I've got a few of those coming up in this hour of the show too. Starting with this one.
Just give me a kiss.
Radio.
Welcome back to tonight's 80s Rewind here on your 107.2 Red Kite Radio with me, Simon Jobling. One more hour of 80s classics coming up, and I trailed this track with saying it was hard rock. Well, it was certainly based on hard rock, based on the Aerosmith track Walk This Way. Although, of course, it did have Run DMC on the track as well to give a hip-hop feel to it. Now, the track had originally been written by Tyler and Perry from the US rockers Aerosmith, and it was released back then in 1975, with the song title coming from a line in the film Young Frankenstein by Mel Brooks. And the story goes that Run DMC only knew the first few seconds of the song. They didn't know the rest of the song at all, who had sung it originally, but they decided to record it. They then looked into the song, brought in Tyler and Perry from Aerosmith, and achieved a far bigger worldwide hit than the original ever did in the 70s, because this one got to number 8 in the UK in 1986. And then we followed that up with Odyssey and Use It Up and Wear It Out, which is one of those songs that started as a B-side. And it was written by two very accomplished US songwriters who between them had written songs in the 60s and 70s that have got sort of classic status, really, Working My Way Back to You, Tie a Yellow Ribbon, and others. So it was a bit strange, really, that this didn't even make the US Top 100, yet it would be the New York disco group Odyssey's only UK number one, and this in 1980. But now it's back to the music, and next up, a true British band, Johnny H. Jazz and I Don't Want to Be a Hero, which is written by the band's lead singer, Clark Datchler. And it's a pop song with a real message, and you could say with very much relevance today, as it describes a soldier questioning his participation in war. Well, it was a hit across Europe and America, at number 11 here in 1987.
To the slaughter. Now don't be afraid, come join the parade for the ultimate in sacrifice. It's an old-fashioned story of hope and of glory, a ticket for taking a life. I don't wanna be a hero.
Classic hits from the 1980s.
It's the 80s Rewind.
Red Kite Radio.
I was dreaming of the past, and my heart beating fast. I began to lose control. I began to lose control. I didn't mean to hurt you. I'm sorry that I made you cry. I didn't mean to hurt you. I'm just a jealous guy. I was feeling insecure. You might not love me anymore. I was shivering inside. I was shivering inside. I made you cry. I didn't want to hurt you. I'm just a jealous guy.
Music there with Jealous Guy, which was of course a John Lennon song that he started writing back in 1968. inspired, in fact, by a lecture that he and the Beatles had heard from the Maharishi Yogi. Although, interestingly, it was never released as a single by John Lennon or the Beatles while John was alive. Now, it's been covered by many artists since, and this version was initially added to the touring set that Roxy Music were doing following John Lennon's death. Well, a few months later, they ended up releasing it as a single, and it would be Roxy Music's only UK number one, this in 1981. Now, we've got a few messages from our advertisers coming up, but then we'll be back with Prefab Sprout and When Love Breaks Down, which is written by the band's founder and lead, Paddy McAloon. And he's now really considered one of the best songwriters of the 1980s. With the Guardian newspaper, for example, saying that the band's albums were some of the most beautiful and intelligent records of the era. Well, the band would have more albums in the top 40 than singles. This track, for example, originally didn't sell in 1984 when it was released, but it was re-released a year later and then made number 25.
Red Kite Radio.
Need some instant cash? Aylesbury Bullion are paying top prices for scrap and precious metals, including unwanted jewellery, coins and watches. Part exchange available. Aylesbury Bullion on the High Street.
Rob, 26,000 miles in the sky.
Well, actually, we're just around the corner. Tame Aerials, your local family-run aerial and satellite company for all your television needs. Whether it's a new installation of an aerial or satellite dish, fixing your existing system, or simply advice on the right path to take, call Tame Aerials on 07961 052311. 07961 052311. Or email inquiries@tameaerials.co.uk.
For Tame, Haddenham and Ford.
Red Kite Radio.
My love and I, we work well together, but often we're apart. Absence makes the heart lose weight, yeah. Till love breaks down, love breaks down.
They only serve to fool us.
107.2 Red Kite Radio, where you'll hear different songs every day.
There you are, another dollop of US hard rock there from Kiss and Crazy, Crazy Nights, which was co-written by lead singer Paul Stanley with a Scottish songwriter called Adam Mitchell, who became a bit of a regular writer for Kiss, actually. And just like the Odyssey song that we heard at the start of this hour, this surprisingly was just a very minor hit in the US. But it would be a hit in a number of European countries, and it would be Kiss's biggest UK hit and number four in 1987. Now, if you are, which you obviously are, a listener to Red Kite Radio, I have to assume you like your music. So you may indeed like live music. And if you do, there's a night of live music at Tame Snooker Club on the first Thursday of every month. Next one will be Thursday the 2nd of April, and the lineup will include Prog Floyd, Storyteller, and Far From the City. Now, doors open at 7 p.m, and there's a £5 donation that's requested on the door to cover the club's running costs. And if you'd like to perform, by the way, you just need to email Thursday night live at tame@gmail.com. So if you want to perform, Thursday night live tame@gmail.com. Next performer for us will be Ultravox and Dancing with Tears in My Eyes, which was written by Midgeur, and he said it was inspired by Neville Shute's book On the Beach, which describes some Australians awaiting fallout from a nuclear war in the Northern Hemisphere. Although the video for the song, which you may well remember, highlighted a meltdown at a UK nuclear power plant. Well, this was primarily a European single and a number three here in 1984.
The 80s Rewind with Simon Jobling on Red Kite Radio.
Red Kite Radio.
Hey boy, would you meet me on the roof tonight? I got a surprise for you. Thank you.
Was the Mary Jane Girls and All Night Long, which is a track written by a US musician called Rick James, who perhaps is best known for his 80s worldwide hit, which I have played on a past show actually, Super Freak, which was sampled very famously a few years later by MC Hammer. But this track was performed by the four-piece all-girl group from LA, and Mary Jane Girls, well, they would get a gold album in the United States. Not as successful here, because this would be their only top 40 single in the UK and number 13 in 1983. Now, we've got a few messages from our advertisers coming up, but then we're back with U2 and Desire, which came from the Rattle and Hum album. And it was a track written by the band, influenced by a song from the late 1960s by a US rock band called The Stooges. And this track was a little bit of a change of direction for U2 after the multi-layered hits Unforgettable Fire and The Joshua Tree. Both very excellent, I would have to say. But this was successful, really, in terms of a little change of direction, because it would be U2's first ever UK number one, which is really surprising to me, considering the classics that they had had that preceded this one. But this one, a chart topper in 1988.
Red Kite Radio.
About to say I do. Choose Aylesbury Bullion for a wide range of engagement and wedding rings. Custom made service also available. Click aylesburybullion.co.uk.
Next contestant, your chosen subject is tax.
Said no one ever. HMRC doesn't expect you to be a tax expert, but knowing the basics will build your confidence and help you steer clear of any tax surprises. So check our simple explainers to fill your knowledge gaps, from business essentials to pensions and tax. Search HMRC Tax Confident to learn more.
Listen. The following takes place between 7pm and 9pm on Thursdays.
The 60s Rewind with Donald McFarlane.
We have 2 hours of great 60s tunes, and why not tune in and give it a go? 7pm till 9pm on a Thursday night.
Because you never know what you're missing till you try.
For Tame, Haddenham and Stone.
Red Kite Radio.
What's going on deep inside your heart?
Dulcet tones there of Michael McDonald with Sweet Freedom. And that was written by the great British songwriter Rod Temperton, who I regularly mention, the guy who wrote Thriller and a number of tracks on Jacko's Thriller album. But this song, sung by Michael, who had been a backing singer for Steely Dan in the 70s before writing and singing some of the biggest hits for the Doobie Brothers. Well, in total, Michael has won 5 Grammys, and this one was a number 12 in the UK in 1986. Now, we're fast approaching the 9 o'clock news on your Red Kite Radio, but we have 2 more shows coming up tonight after the news. From 9 till 10 o'clock, Red Kite Country, and then from 10 till 11 o'clock, the weekday wind down with Donald McFarlane. Now, I've got 2 more tracks to take us out tonight, and the last one will be the final US hard rock track for the night, Van Halen's Why Can't This Be Love, which was the first single for the band following the departure of David Lee Roth, with the band considering the single a bit of a change of direction with more focus on keyboard than their earlier stuff, which had been guitar-led. And with the track Jump, those two would be their only UK top 10 singles in the UK, this one a number 8 in 1986. Just before that, we're going to hear from Wax with Bridge to Your Heart, which was written by 2 well-known musicians from the 70s, Andrew Gold of Never Let Us Slip Away fame, and Graham Goldman of 10cc fame, of course. Now, the two of them formed a duo called Wax after 10cc had split in 1983. They would record a number of singles and albums, but this was the only significant hit at number 12 in 1987. Well, that's all from me for another Wednesday night. I hope you've enjoyed the show. Thanks for your company, and I hope you can join me on next Wednesday night's 80s Rewind 7 to 9 on Red Kite Radio. Have a great week and good night for now.
107.2. Red Kite Radio. Real local radio.
FM on your smart speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.